My Eating Disordered Past by Zee Zocalante. This week, a stranger thanked me for sharing my eating disorder struggle because eating disorders are common and not a lot of people talk about them, they said. Although communities and organizations exist for these things, the vast majority of people don't openly discuss eating disorders, mental health, or addiction. There's a lack of information, discomfort, or fear of the unknown. This is why I openly share. Secrets that fester in silence destroy us all. Knowledge and understanding help us recover, allow others to support us, and lead to greater compassion. So here's the deal. I promise to be honest. I promise to give it to you clean, raw, and with love. In my effort to share and pass on the freedom of recovery, I'm going to start writing for the eating disorder and recovery community at Healthy Place called Surviving ED. The site provides information for various mental health concerns. Here's my first post. Aloha, I'm Zee Zocalante, author, actress, fairy tale dreamer, born and raised on the island of Oahu, Hawaii. I'm excited to be joining the writing team on Surviving ED. My eating disorder began with anorexia the summer I was 15 and shifted to bulimia soon after. Anorexia brought crippling anxiety, while bulimia sunk me into depression. On the outside, I smiled, but for 11 and a half years, the voice of my eating disorder ruled my internal world like a vicious dictator. Although I wanted to be free and happy, I was terrified that getting help meant getting fat. Through recovery, I realized that the eating disorder had me believing lies. Today, I live fully recovered from all eating disordered thoughts and patterns, and food is a non-issue. I fully believe eating disorder recovery is possible. I know the recovery journey because I've battled it on my terms and emerged on the other side. I'm fully recovered and I'm committed to helping others fully recover and get their lives back. For 11 years, I had a best friend who never left. She was even in my dreams. She promised me that I'd be happy and that I'd have everything I wanted if I was just a little thinner. She lied. Life with my eating disorder was like an abusive addiction. She promised me the world, but her incessant words broke me, then mended me, only to break me again. I was her toy. She was my secret. I protected at all costs. She introduced herself as a healthy diet, and I invited her in because who doesn't like a healthy diet? Soon, I was anorexic. Then she morphed into bulimia. It was all part of her yo-yo of anxiety and depression. When she lured me in, I believed I was special, the way beginnings of relationships swoon with the excitement of all the possibilities. After she'd hooked me with sweet smiles and candy-coated lies, the fangs came out. But by then, I already believed everything she said. I was weak, worthless, and a failure. I was never good enough. Addiction is a fascinating creature. Leaving it seems impossible at the beginning, but constant choice makes it hard to walk away. How I recovered. I wanted my life back for years before I was able to do anything about it. I lived in cycles, ingrained neural patterns, and dark corners of my mind. On the outside, I smiled and laughed, and everyone thought I was having a grand time. After years of trying and failing on my own, at 24, I admitted myself to an inpatient eating disorder program because my addiction was destroying the man I was with. I only went to appease him, although a little voice in the back of my head whispered, maybe I could get better. The hospital was the first time I ever told someone out loud that I had an eating disorder. It was terrifying. I hated it. It was wonderful. I met others like me. I had a therapist who asked the right questions, and my world began to crack open. I'm excited to write for this blog, and my heart for the community is to provide a home for you along your recovery journey, when you're struggling or inspired. Leave comments and ask questions. I love questions and want to write about the things that you want most to hear. Currently, my memoir of my journey to recovery is in the process of finding a publishing home. It's the story that I wanted to hear during recovery. I use the familiar term recovered, but to me, it means that she's gone. And I am free. Forward locomotion. If you or someone you love struggles with an eating disorder, know that recovery is possible. You don't have to live like this forever. Begin by sharing your secret with someone safe. Then I highly recommend finding a licensed therapist who specializes in eating disorders. You can read this handy step-by-step guide on how to find a therapist you love. The link is in this blog. Stay hopeful. Keep moving towards recovery. You can do this. Thank you so much for listening and for reading. I hope you guys have a fantastic week. And remember, you are awesome and doing great things. With love, Z.